Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
Can you walk us through, you know, internal changes that may happen, external changes in terms of how and why our skin looks older over time?
Yeah, so all the levels of our face, all the soft tissues, even the bone actually do change as we get older. Mm-hmm. When you start off with the surface of the skin, you know, one of the big things that happens is that our skin naturally exfoliates. And when we're younger, it exfoliates every 6 to 8 weeks, meaning that you get a new skin cell that's developed in the dermis, the deeper layer skin. And it does take about 6 to 8 weeks for that skin cell to go all the way up to the surface and then eventually slough off. Mm-hmm. As we get older, that exfoliation process slows down. And it starts taking much longer. And so we get this buildup of dead skin cells on the surface that can cause our skin to look drier. It can feel rougher and look even rougher in texture. So exfoliating the skin can really help because it's very interesting. If you actively exfoliate the skin, either mechanically or chemically using different methods, then it sends a cellular signal to the deeper skin cells to cause that the natural exfoliation process to start revving up. Okay, so that slowdown in the natural exfoliation process is one of the reasons why our skin ages as we get older. Second thing is that we know that the collagen, which composes a vast majority of the building blocks of the skin, does thin as we get older. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's why you see, especially older women and older men, where their skin is so thin that they can get these tears in the skin, because that collagen has become depleted. So in the skin, you know, you are looking at that slowdown of exfoliation, of natural exfoliation and turnover, mm-hmm. and the thinning of the collagen. Below the skin is the fat. And we do know that the fat thins as we get older. And you mentioned, yeah, I used to feel like my cheeks were a little bit plumper. As I've gotten older, they've gotten thinner. I've noticed that with myself too.
Yeah.
So it's a loss of volume, a soft tissue volume of that fat. And on top of that, there are actual MRI studies and CT studies showing that the bone even actually changes shape and bone even thins as well.
Right.
It's worse in people who are edentulous, you know? So there's some people who, You know, they don't take good care of their teeth. If you don't have teeth, they actually help stabilize your maxilla, which is the upper, you know, your upper jaw basically, mm-hmm. and the lower as well. And you get bone, the bone actually then shrinks down if you don't actually have teeth. So wow. Another reason to really take good care of your teeth when you're young, because you want them when you're older.
Wow.
So it's this combination of factors that combine to create all of these changes.
And it's almost unfair because you sort of lose fat in your face, but then you have this propensity to increase your adiposity, you know, your fat elsewhere, right? Yeah. It's not fair. There is a quote, I want to say it was Catherine Deneuve. She said, you know, at one point you have to choose between your fanny and your face, which yeah. I thought is, you know, maybe under your care, that might not be the case, but I thought that was really fun. So when we talk about best practices for skin, so, you know, where we can promote healthy aging, mm-hmm. in terms of a skincare routine, you know, are you an advocate for sunscreen? I know some people say like, stay away from sunscreen. Some others are fanatical. What is the minimum things that we should be doing every day?
So yes, I'm definitely a fan of sunscreen. If you've seen people who've had skin cancers on their face, like I have, you know that how important that is.
Okay.
So anyways, you know, what I have something is called the 2 minutes, 5 years younger skincare routine. So, you know, it really is drilling it down
good
to
marketing.
The
marketing. I like that.
It's the absolute simplest thing that everybody needs to do to take good care of their skin. And so what it is every morning you want to cleanse your skin and choose a cleanser appropriate for your skin type. So if you've got, let's say, oily skin, look for more of a foaming type of cleanser because mm-hmm. that can help get rid of a little of that oil. If you've got more drier or sensitive skin, then look for something more like a milky type cleanser that's going to keep some of that hydration.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster. And of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
So you cleanse your skin in the morning. Then after that, you want to apply an antioxidant serum. The best antioxidants and most, the easiest ones to find are vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Okay. And ideally, if you can get a vitamin C and vitamin E combination, that's going to be even better. We have one in my online store in my office called CE Antioxidant Serum. There are actually studies that show that if you combine vitamin C and vitamin E, their antioxidant power basically is synergistically increased. For some reason, you put them separately, they do what they do separately. You put them together and it's much better than them separate. So vitamin C and E, SkinCeuticals has one called CE Ferulic that's super, super popular. And, mm-hmm. and so for me, I haven't copied them, but we've got one called the CE Antioxidant Serum. So you apply a good antioxidant serum and then you want to apply a sunblock or sunscreen. Okay. That's all you have to do technically in the morning. If you want to do the bare minimum, cleanse, antioxidant serum, sunscreen. Mm-hmm. At night, definitely you got to cleanse your skin. Super, super important, okay? Because you've had the day's worth of pollutants and oil and dirt build up on your skin and makeup, okay? Mm-hmm. If you wear makeup, got to get rid of it. Let your skin breathe at night. Then you want to apply an anti-aging cream. And the one that I usually recommend to start out with is a retinol, okay? Retinoids are derivatives of vitamin A.
Yeah.
And tretinoin, which is otherwise known as Retin-A, is the most studied anti-aging cream that we know of. And it's definitely proven to reverse fine lines, to thicken the collagen of the skin, to exfoliate the skin, and it can even reverse early pre-skin cancers. Okay, so I had to pick one type of cream. It would be tretinoin or Retin-A. But the problem with tretinoin, Retin-A, is it's really hard for some people to tolerate. and people can get pretty severe dermatitis.
Is it drying?
It can dry your skin out big time. So if you have sensitive skin, you know, then try a retinol. And most big skincare lines have a retinol based cream available. You know, we have mine. It's our top seller, called our retinol moisturizer, Yun Beauty. But that's the one anti-aging cream that I would recommend, whatever age you are, to definitely use.
And I have to shout out your product, because you gave me a full size product. I can't remember where we were. I want to say we were maybe
one of our meetings. Yeah.
Yeah. One of our meetings somewhere. And it was my fate. I used the whole, it's very rare for me to get through a whole bottle of something. Not greasy. I loved it. So we'll put, definitely link out the products that you've talked about, your vitamin C serum and your retinol, in the show notes for sure.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
But that's it. So, I mean, really, if that's all you technically have to do. And then, well, the other thing is every, 2 to 3 times a week, if you've got normal skin, exfoliate your skin. Mm-hmm. If you've got sensitive skin, then maybe once a week. A lot of ways to exfoliate. You can use like a Clarisonic type of a brush to exfoliate your skin. We have a simple scrub that we recommend. You can do that. You can
and
do
these
an
are like mechanical scrubs.
Yeah, like kind of like a sugary type of scrub.
Yeah.
Some people will exfoliate their skin by doing very light at home, like fruit peels, that type of thing. But just try to exfoliate your skin, because like I said earlier, if you exfoliate your skin, you get your skin then turning over more quickly. So if all you do is that 2 minutes, cleanse, antioxidant serum, sunscreen in the morning. Mm-hmm. At night, you cleanse, you apply an anti-aging cream, ideally a retinol, and then 2 to 3 times a week, exfoliate your skin. If that's all you do, you're way ahead of most people.
Can you put the vitamin C in the evening as well? Or would you separate the C and the retinol?
There's no reason to, because it's a protectant. So it's a vitamin C is an antioxidant, mainly is what it does. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to protect your skin during the day from free radical damage. At night, you're sleeping. You know, there's nothing really to protect your skin from.
Right.
So could you do it? Yes. Would it be beneficial? I mean, yeah, it would be, but they're usually not that cheap. Mm-hmm. And if you want to save your money and the time and limit, you know, all the steps to do, then that's not something that I would recommend that you do.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.